we'll learn together. Reish Chaf Ches. These halachas I'm going to present to you as I understood them when I learned them, as well as with Rav Neman Sal Shlita. But I can say that I put enough time to be able to be very firm in terms of the halach l'maisa. The Mechaber in Reish Chaf Ches Sif Aleph. We're dealing here with the halachos on brachos yam nehoros har mugvos. So the Mechaber says, in regards to making brachos on seas and rivers, al yam nehoros har mugvos mitbaros, omer, baruchata ose maisev reishis. So any time one sees a wonder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that's the opening title of this siman, that you make the bracha of Osa Maisa Bereishis. So what we're going to discuss is exactly which instances do all bodies of water automatically get the bracha of Osa Maisa Bereishis. Well, halacha l'maisa, not really. Although the parameters are going to be a little bit vague. So let's see the Mishnah Bura. Aleph Osa Maisa Bereishis Pirush Kivan Sheyastan Me'az. Since they were created from time immemorial, ushvacho shamakom hu kishon makirin hayom davar shani yodim shamakom bro misheshes yibrei bracious vadayin hu kayim. So the meaning of the bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah, is in contrast to, let's say, when we make a bracha on lightning, which is also the bracha of osa maisa bracious. Here, it's talking about something that is standing from time immemorial, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Ve'ein shayach levarach lehem shekocho gvasom malalun k'mal ruchos ra'amim, in contrast to thunder, ta'asem nirim v'nishmal v'rachuk. Aliyam nahar is kol echa b'mekomo, and that is what engenders the bracha. Ve'aliyam ha'godol, now we're going to need to discuss the size of the body of water. We'll get to that shortly. Ve'aliyam ha'godol v'hu ha'yom sh'ayvrim boi le'eretz Yisrael u'mitzrayim omrim. So there is a body of water that's known as the large sea. So in that, of course, these are also Yisem Bracha Sanun Dalit. On that, one makes the bracha of Ose Yam HaGadol. Exactly what is the Yam HaGadol? So the Mishnah Berurah is quite clear. She'ovrim bo le'eretz Yisrael ulam Mitzrayim. It's what we call today the Mediterranean Sea. However, this is a question. The Mishnah Berurah discusses that many Achronim do not follow this opinion of the Mechaber. Take a look at Sifkatan Beis. So the question becomes, why is it called the Yam HaGadol? If there are Yamim, the Atlantic Ocean is greater. So then why is that not it? So the answer is that the Yam HaGadol is referring to the Yam HaGadol of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mediterranean. Aval harbe Achronim pligal mechaber usvir luhu de dafgal yam ukunus shu hayam gadol shebechol hayam shemakif es kol ha'olam. So it the Atlantic Ocean would qualify. So a love kav v'bracha l'fnei asam p'nei gadol aval yam she'ovrim bo l'eretz Yisrael lo nikrulin zeh yam gadol v'achlov kamol ar shari yam. So the question here is not a question of whether you make a bracha on the Mediterranean, but the question is whether you make the bracha of Osa Maisa Bereishis on the Mediterranean, or do you make the bracha of Osa Yam HaGadol. I'll tell you something amazing, what Rav Shlomo Zalman did shortly, but first let's finish the Mishnah Berurah. V'dad, b'chol ha'bracha se'elu ein el kishra osa mishloshim yom. So first of all, the bracha is made every 30 days. Now, Rav Neman Sal Shlita told me when I learned from him, it's actually these amudim were amudim that I learned with him keseder. So he said to me that Rav Shlomo Zalman followed the opinion that you make the bracha of Osa Maisa Bereishis Me'ikur Dedina on the Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean. He made the bracha of Osa Maisa Bereishis, and he was choshesh for both shitas. Dehainu, he started off Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Osa Maisa Bereishis, and then he would, I think the word in English is to add an addendum to amend to the end of the bracha, Osa Yam HaGadol, Osa Maisa Bereishis, Osa Yama Gadol. So the truth is, it's not such a stira. The words actually make sense. He makes Maisa Bereshis, who made the Yama Gadol. So that was how Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal did it. So this comes up for us. We're zochet to be here in Eretz Yisrael. So just this past Pesach, we went to the Mediterranean. It was a beautiful, beautiful view of from many places here in Eretz Yisrael. So then, in such a case, this is a shaila. So again, according to Mechaber, one makes the bracha of Osa Yama Gadol. According to Mishnah Berurah, it seems like he's coming out Osa Maisa Bereishis. Our custom is to make the bracha of Osa Maisa Bereishis Osa Yam Hagadol.
From
the airplane. Excellent question. I asked that to my great Rebbe as well. So he thought that when you see the Atlantic Ocean, you can make a bracha. It's written right here. Chen Yeshlinog B'tisa Kesherom Hayom Kinos Levarich. That's what Rav Neman Sal thought. Not everybody does that.
And on the Atlantic, you make Osa Maisa Bereishis.
Right. So it seemed to be that we were assuming no, that on the Atlantic is the Yama Gadol. That according to Mishnah Berurah, Lechura, that's what comes out. Now, just coming back to your previous question, in Ha'ara number one in the Dirshu, they point out that if you see a small amount of the sea, umachmas kotno enamit pal b'riyoto, that if you see a small part, but it's not the amazing view of it. So then, in such a case, it could very well be that you don't make a bracha. What if you see it through a telescope or through some type of glasses? So here, most of poskim say that you do. So you need to keep in mind that if for whatever reason it's not in its glory, in the way in which you were seeing it, so then in such a case you will not make the bracha. There were a couple of questions. Go ahead. What were you asking?
Is the Mishnah Berurah talking daft about the Atlantic Ocean or other oceans also, like the Pacific Ocean?
As far as we know, from here it's only the Atlantic Ocean. So now, what about... That's Yam HaGadol, that's clear. Osa Yam HaGadol is only one ocean, is referred to HaYam HaGadol. All the others, so then in such a case, presumably you make the bracha of Osa Maise Voracious. However, you just took us into Siv Beis. Says the Mechaber, Lo Al Kol Naros Mevarech, El Al Arba Naros Tachsiv Bikra, Kimochi Dekel Ufras to Euphrates, V'ushara Osam Mokom Shalom Shtanim HaLocham Al Yidei Adam. So this is an important point. That needs to be natural and not to have been rerouted waters. The moment in which you're rerouted waters, so you don't make the bracha. I asked Rav Nevinsal, what about the lakes in America? So he said, yes, large rivers in America, in such a case, one would make a bracha. What about the fact that the Mechaber said, Ela al arba naharos? Aha, so here you need the Mishnah Berurah. Doesn't Mishnah Berurah have gotten dalid lav dafkel who adin kol nor shein gedolos kmo edu hadal naharos? You need they need to be larger. You do in shein may ma'aseh bereishis, but it needs to be known that it's from the days of ma'aseh bereishis. That's why Rav Nevinsal told me something that's consistent with the psak quoted by Rav Yoshev in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. However, against other poskim, but it makes a lot of sense what Rav Nevinsal and what was said in the name of Rav Yashiv, that makes a lot of sense, and that is the Yam HaGadol, the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea, would one make a bracha on the Dead Sea? So I saw that there were some of the Dirshu who said yes. So Rav Nevinsal pointed out, and they quoted in the Dirshu as well, now I can't find it, but they quoted in the Dirshu, of course not. Why? Because we know that according to Chazal, the Dead Sea was... from Ashes Lot. It was not Isomysim Rashis. So I saw somewhere here, they quoted a discussion, they quoted Rav Yashim, now I can't find it. By the way, that's the bottom line. One should not make the bracha on the Dead Sea for that reason. But other rivers that are larger, so then in such a case, one would make the bracha. There is a discussion, just one question issue, excuse me, in terms of what exactly is the correct girsa of the bracha of Osa Hayam HaGadol. That's what we have in the Mishnah Berurah, Osa Hayam HaGadol. And the Mishnah Berurah points, that's how we have in the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the Nesef Kadim Gimel that there are some who say Sha'asa Es Yom HaGadol. Rav Nevinsal thought that the Lashon that seemed to make more sense, or to be as precise as possible, as quoting my Rebbe, was that he said that we make the bracha of Osa Maisa Bereshis, which is Belashan Hove. So why would you say Sha'asas Yom HaGadol Belashan Avar? That was his kasha. At the end of the day, you're saying Osa Maisa Bereshis on the same thing, and that is in the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a question over here. Oh, the Kinneret. So, yes, the answer is that Kinneret would definitely warrant a bracha. The one thing that the Poskim discuss is that the Kinneret was once started off, according to in traditions in Chazal, as relatively small, and then got larger. So Rav Yashiv pointed out it would be kedai to be able to see see the whole Kinneret. So here there's no suffix, which is the area from Maisa Bereshis. I would add that if you see most of it, I think that there's enough room to make the bracha, but it might be kedai when you're coming down. Ashrei Matov Chalkenu that we're able to do this, that when you're coming down and you see the beautiful Kinneret, so then to make the bracha of Oysa Maisa Bereshis. Concludes the Mechaber, Siv Gimel V'lo Al-Kol, B'Shemu Malchus, yeah. V'lo Al-Kol Ar Ugvos, Mevarech Al-Dafka Al-Har Mugvos, Hamishunim V'Nikeres Gvuras Habore Bohem. So Rav Nevinsel at this moment pointed out that mountains like the Har Yehuda and Shamran, we don't make a bracha on, but very, very large and auspicious mountains, then when we make the bracha of Osem Maisereshis. These are fascinating halachos, basic halachos, halachos that many people don't know. And these are opportunities that, Talmidei Chachamim and Ovdei Hashem, when they go on vacation, they don't just go to relax. They go and they experience the Miflos Habore. And these are tremendous opportunities in Avodas Hashem. We'll stop here. Shekhov, I've heard my reading now, right?